Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Pollack, who is an attorney in California who works with the CRI, and basically, you're the government affairs liaison with CRI in California. Is that right, Randy?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, I hope you're doing well. I thought we'd talk about Tiger Woods and see who do you think their first endorser is going to be pulling out there.
Just kidding. That's right. You know, we have a very unpopular governor right now, Governor Schwarzenegger, so I think it could be a toss-up as to who's got more problems lying ahead for them.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. No, actually, I wanted to talk to you about this green chemistry legislation. I know it's in the news lately, and it's potentially going to be a huge hurdle for anybody that sells products in California. Why don't you give us a little background on this California green chemistry legislation?
Sure. A couple years ago, the legislature was introducing bills to ban certain chemicals. And there was concern among industry, also consumer groups, as to the discussions that were going on about this. Many times you have legislators who have no scientific background making decisions, which was of concern to manufacturers, because what they would do in a committee hearing that lasted 4 or 5 minutes, make decisions could have wide ramifications for manufacturers, not just in California, but across the country. During that time, there was discussions among some legislators, some consumer groups, some industry folks, looking at how can we have a more thoughtful discussion on chemical management in California. And then during that time, two bills were introduced that would set up a program that would be administered by the California Department of Toxic Substance Control, that they would take responsibility of reviewing chemicals of concern, and that they would have the scientific background to determine whether certain chemicals should remain in commerce, whether there should be restrictions on it, or that they should be banned.
That's sound reasoning. You take it away from the legislators who are influenced by lobbyists, and you put it in the control of scientists. I mean, it sounds like some sound and reasonable thinking, right?
Right. Initially, we thought that this would be a positive program and that manufacturer could work with the department. Mm-hmm. However, we have been dismayed over the last several months as to what's been coming out of the department. They are not looking at more of a narrow focus of looking at real chemicals of concern, but they have broadened out an approach that could potentially subject manufacturers to reviewing almost every consumer product that's on the market in California. The way they had set this up is that we have not had any formal regulations introduced. However, they have provided the community a straw proposal as to what way they may want to proceed. And what that has given us concern about is that basically once a chemical of concern was identified, all manufacturers would have to check to see whether that chemical was in their product. And if it was, that they would be responsible for doing an alternative assessment analysis. And if an alternative could not be found, that product could be banned somewhere between 2 and 20 years in the state of California.
Yeah.
Additionally, if a safer alternative was found, it would also be banned within 2 to 20 years. So manufacturers were being put into a place where once they do a very costly assessment, most likely their product was going to be banned in the state of California.
And they haven't gone out and just picked the nastiest of chemicals. I mean, they've actually gone out and the list of chemicals that you have to look for are enormous, right?
Right. Initially, we were hoping that it would be a limited list, and just want to just caution, nothing has been finalized in California. These are all in the discussion stage. But their initial draft, that if there was a chemical that was on one of 29 international and domestic chemical lists, that would be covered under this regulation. It is estimated that it would cover nearly 10,000 chemicals would be subject to this proposed regulatory scheme. And the number of consumer products impacted is likely to number in the millions.
And so the concern is anybody who sells a product in California, it's not just people who manufacture, but anybody who sells a product in California is going to get bogged down going through their whole list of raw materials.
You're absolutely right. Manufacturers would have a huge burden of first trying to identify what is actually in their product,
right,
because they have not included any de minimis amount. So even if you have a trace amount in your consumer product, you would be subject to this regulation. For example, we have determined that, you know, wood, because you have detectable levels of formaldehyde, they would eventually be banned unless a safer alternative was identified and implemented.
So, you know, in your role to help the Carpet and Rug Institute make sure that no legislation is passed that bans the use of carpet, I mean, we're talking about all of the people who produce carpet having to come up with a lot of information, if this is passed, that is, a lot of information that would prove to the state of California that they're working to find alternative components to remove these perhaps elements from their products?
Right, and that is correct. And it's not so much whether it's going to be passed or not, because since the State Department already has authority to implement some sort of program, there will be a regulatory process that is going to be in place by January 1st, 2011. And so what we are discussing right now is what is that process and what will it encompass. But you're absolutely right that if you have a carpet, adhesives, all these could be subject to this regulatory procedure where companies are going to have to determine if there is a chemical of concern in that product or in that adhesive, whether there are safer alternatives that exist out there. What we have done in response is that as the carpet and rug industry, we have joined with a coalition of other manufacturers and called the Green Chemistry Alliance. And mainly what we have been set up to do is to promote a workable and practical approach to these regulations that is grounded in generally accepted scientific principles and that follows the intent and vision of the law.
Yeah. So the big surprise here is that the size of the list of chemicals is huge, and it's not that this coalition is against the whole premise of trying to, over time, replace the types of chemicals that may have an alternative solution. Say, for instance, like in the adhesive business, I know you have solvent-based adhesives and water-based adhesives. And over time, I think they have figured out a way of making water-based adhesives that actually hold as well as the old solvent-based adhesives. So it's not that you're against the principle of coming up with better alternative. It's just that the state of California has gone too far here. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely right.
Well, so here's a state, and the last time you and I talked, we talked about the fact that they had a $24 billion budget shortfall. And so here's a state that's got all these huge issues, and they're making it harder and harder for companies to do business with them. It sounds like it's counterproductive.
I agree with that. We have talked with the department saying what we're doing here is you're really trying to chase businesses out of the state. We understand what you're trying to accomplish, but let's work together in trying to set up a program that both will work and also accomplish your objectives.
Well, what can anybody that's listening to this and completely agrees with your effort here, what can they do to help in this process?
I think it's very important for those who are listening who want to get involved. I'm happy to be the contact person, but it's also the contact of the Department of Toxic Substance Control to raise concerns about this proposal, that what we are urging companies to do is to say, we understand what the department is trying to do. However, we believe this initial approach that they have drafted is so broad-based to be unworkable that we want to work with the department to sort of narrow the focus of the regulations so that a program is set up that can sort of move forward in the future. Because what we are concerned about as an industry is that what happens in California most likely will be seen in other states in the coming years. Because in the end, we need business here to make California and the other states successful.
Right, right. I mean, you know, we have several actual carpet manufacturers that are in California, so, you know, I'm sure they're staying tuned into this also.
Oh, absolutely right. As you mentioned, down in Southern California, we have several carpet manufacturers outside of Georgia. You know, we have more carpet manufacturers in this state than any other state,
right.
And they are playing a very valuable role here. And that's what's very important is that, you know, we see the industry stepping up. Myself here in Sacramento, along with other manufacturers in the carpet industry, you know, getting involved and making sure that whatever is set up, it's not going to be harmful to the industry, but along with trying to work with the department to set up a program that we can all live with.
All right. How can somebody contact you if they want to get more information about this?
Yeah, my email address is just Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, at pollacklaw.com, which is pollacklaw.com. And I'm happy to talk with them, provide them some additional materials, because the more we get involved with this effort, the more successful we'll be.
And when is the next legislative move or vote on this process?
The next steps is that we expect another proposal to come out, another draft regulations from the department within the next 45 days. We are expecting that in June or July of 2010, a more formal regulatory package will be introduced that gets the clock rolling about going through a public hearing, and these would be the regulations that the department actually wants to have put in place. And still, the goal is January 1st, 2011, for the implementation of this program.
I see. All right, so this is going to take course over the next year. All right, Randy, I appreciate you being with us today and filling us in on exactly what's going on with this green chemistry legislation in California. We've been talking to Randy Pollack with the Randy Pollack Law Firm, who is the CRI Government Affairs Liaison for California, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.